Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Bluck Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. U.S. farmers could generate as much as $1 billion while cutting pesticide use if an array of biotech crops currently in development is approved by regulators and adopted by farmers, according to the National Center for Food and Agricultural Policy. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. November the 11th, Veterans Day, a time to honor our veterans. Today, we find ourselves at war with terrorists and on the brink of conflict with Iraq. I walked beside the solemn gray wall of the Vietnam Memorial last week. I want to read a note written by Jennifer Denard, daughter of Captain William A. Branch, whose name can be found on that wall. He died June 6, 1970. The letter. Each year I dream of what I would buy you for Father's Day, Dad. I scour the racks for the perfect card or present, and I buy it in my mind. I wish we could be together today, just once. I'd sit here with you at this wall and listen and hug and love you. I don't remember you. I was too young when you died. But in my heart, I know you, Dad. I've read your letters. I've talked to your friends. I've learned more from you, despite your death, than I have in a lifetime of schooling. Your lessons to me are evident. They are gifts to me, Dad, that I treasure. Thank you for loving Mom so much, for writing her every day from the war. Lessons on how a man should treat a woman. Thank you for making me feel loved, for taking time to write me a letter before you died that day. Thank you for teaching me about conviction and bravery, for volunteering twice to go and fight for what is right. You were the first in your family to graduate from college. You wanted to make the world safer. You wanted to end communism. I am proud of you, Dad. I appreciate you, and I try hard to be like you. This is my gift to you. I love you. Little Miss Jen. Our gratitude to our veterans cannot be expressed any better. Until next week, I am John Bluck from Washington.